Man, I hope you had a good weekend. We are about to get into all the things. I did not record a podcast yesterday, but I am going to double up today because there is a ton of stuff going on. Bitcoin's block reward underwent the 50% reduction following the 2024 halving event, dropping from 6.25 Bitcoin to 3.125. That is the reward per block now for miners. The event occurred at 8:10 p.m. on Eastern Standard Time Friday, 419. We were hoping for 420, but we will take what we can get with Via BTC mining. The 840,000th block was mined, and we turn a new page. The next halving will be in about 4 years. But you know what? My guess is that the next halving will actually be less than 4 years. And I'm saying that just because I think compute power is going to do some things in the next 4 years. My guess is that we see the next Bitcoin halving in about 3.5 years. I've never heard anybody say that, and I am just throwing it out there. Chaos to clarity, noise to narrative. It is Sunday, April 21st, and it is time for some rare bits. Today, the crypto greed and fear index came in at a 72. We are up 6 degrees from yesterday. NFT sentiment, it is neutral. We will take it. Top crypto search term is SUI, ticker sign SUI. It is up 21% on the 7-day, while everything else seems to be in the red. We will get into that in a moment. Top NFT search term. What is the meaning of NFT? That is what the normies are looking for. We still have time. Bitcoin dominance is down on the 24 hours, while ETH dominance has risen. NFT sales volume across the board. You know what? This morning when I did my report at about 4:30 this morning, Ethereum had actually taken the lead. I'm going to hold off on giving those numbers for the moment just because I want to look at the live numbers. I have those pulled up. We're going to get to those in a second. We have the total crypto market cap. It is coming in at about $2.65 trillion. Now, some things that are going on. Just a quick flyover. We have CryptoPunk's hardback book just came out. Mike Tyson and the blockchain, he is getting involved. Runes launched. Do you know what that is? Do you know what it means? Do you know where we're going with it? Nobody does. I am going to break down for you exactly what is happening. And before we get into the number for the nerds, is Cardano in trouble? Very interesting stuff going on the page. We are going to check some things out. So as you can see, we are looking at the current Bitcoin mempool as the blocks are being mined. Currently, we are trading at about 64,000 plus or minus. When we look at look at the heat map. It has turned red. It was green this morning. I want to switch to the 1 hour and it stays about the same. So on the 1 day, we have a mixture of red and green, though. I would say we're predominantly about 60% red at the moment. What are we talking about? We're talking about Bitcoin coming in at $64,663. Ethereum is trading at $3,147. BNB is climbing back toward that $600 mark, coming in at $576. Solana is trading at $149. It can just not get the traction it has needed. And XRP is trading at 0.52. Now, I want to look at some of the top sales in the ecosystem, and we are going to also look at where things are moving. As you can see, we had a mushroom. Bitcoin mushroom sell for $159,000. We had a CryptoPunk sell. We had some D's node sell. But I have this pulled up because I want to look at the blockchain. So it's interesting. So just since about noon today, Bitcoin has taken the lead. But as you can see, Bitcoin for the last 24 hours has done about $8.1 million worth of sales, where Ethereum is coming in at 7.1. So this morning, Ethereum was actually above that. So Bitcoin is actually down 7%. On NFT land for the 24 hours, while Ethereum is up 11% and Solana is up 15% as far as the NFT ecosystem goes. When we look at the Ethereum heat map, you can see pudgy penguins are ruling the roost, but are they the high price in town? Looking at the top five collections, we have Bored Ape Yacht Club, CryptoPunks, Mutant Ape Yacht Club, Azuki, and Other Deed for Other Side, rounding out the top five. Let's double click on a couple of these. Bored Ape trading at 12.4 ETH. Pudgy Penguins are trading at 10.35. What has happened? The Bored Apes are pulling away. I did a small video yesterday that I think the Bored Apes have had enough. They are done with the floor price declining, and they are about to send it north. That is what I think we're going to see. We have CryptoPunks trading at 38.99 ETH. That is about $122,000. Mutant Apes, they have reclaimed the 2 ETH spot. We really want those babies to go back up. They are currently trading at about $6,500. And Azuki is trading at 3.879. And Other Deed, interesting. I have not seen these guys on the top list for a good minute. They are currently trading at 0.209. Man, when this thing minted, the gas wars, and just to see that the floor price is now 0.2, aka nobody wants this, and the amount of money that was spent on gas to acquire something that not too long ago people were dying to get, and today they are having nothing to do with it. Looking at the heat map for the Solana side of things, you can see we have, it's pretty much a sea of red. I don't want to say it's all red, but it is red. The top five movers, we have OK Bears, SMB Gen 2, Mad Lads, Degenerate Ape Academy, and ABCs rounding out the top five movers. What do we want to double click on? Let's double click on the OK Bears. They are currently trading at 4.07 salamis. That's about $600. Their volume is up 41% on the 7-day. Does that mean something happened in the ecosystem? The price is going up. Hopefully they are going to rally. Now we're going to look at the top five movers on the Bitcoin ecosystem. We have Runestones, Prometheans, Arsic Meta Protocol, Rune Doors, and Bitcoin Puppets rounding out the top five. We see Bitcoin Puppets, Node Monks, a couple of the collections have fallen off a bit, just as we see a bunch of the attention go on to the runes. Now, I'm on the Magic Eden website. Can I click the runes button? No, it is not active yet. What are runes? Basically, runes is a new protocol on Bitcoin that Casey Rademacher brought to the world. And in essence, what is it? It gives you the ability to trade shit coins on Bitcoin. What is a bit more technical example? It gives you the ability to trade things on Bitcoin with precise ins and outs. The BRC20s, interestingly enough, when you buy those, you buy these in blocks. And the reason you buy them in blocks is because there's no change mechanism. If you only want 418, you don't want the full 500. The blocks that are not taken in that 418 purchase, they didn't know what to do with them. This new runes protocol kind of takes care of the change left behind in these transactions and gives it value again. That is probably a bastardized explanation of what is happening, but that's kind of what we're doing. So runes is a new protocol that launched yesterday after the Bitcoin halving, and it has just seen gargantuan movement. Now, it is difficult to find where to trade these, where to buy these, where to sell these, where to find market activity. So I've pulled up a couple things that I think will be interesting. So the first is luminex.io. That is luminex.io. When you get there, you will want to look at runes and alpha. So as you can see here, these are the top rune picks at the moment. So real quickly, I want to, you know what? Did I have another rune site popped up that I wanted you guys to see? Rune data. Let's see what this is, because all this stuff is new and there's not a ton of information out about the easy ways to do this. The user interface, user experience to acquire these and sell these is absolutely horrendous at the moment. So as the reason that it's horrendous is good, because it means that there's arbitrage opportunity. If you can figure out how to get in and purchase these things, you have the opportunity to do really well. So looking at some of the top movers, right? And these change all the time. We have HODL Diamond Dick, Pepe Wit Honkers, Ordinals Are Dead, Uncommon Goods, All You, ZZZ. Okay, so I've got a list of what I have collected. I've been on Twitter and I've been listening to what people are saying, and I kind of have a running list of some things that I think are interesting. And before I get to the list, here's an example of still what we're doing with the runes protocol. So one of the runes that I think is going to do very well is called Satoshi.Nakamoto. Now the dot is represented as a space in the rune's name. It's important that it is there. It is part of the 13 digits, let's say. So as you can see, Satoshi Nakamoto, you can buy a block of 100, right? So it is about $576 for a block of 100 of these. So that is 0.0089 Bitcoin. As we go through the next month, let's say, this is the first time we've pulled this up. So it's going to be interesting to watch how this price fluctuates as we move forward. So the current cheapest price for Satoshi Nakamoto for 100 runes tokens is $576. So we will watch that moving forward. Now, some of the runes tokens that came up that I found really interesting, and I'm just going to throw these off, and this is almost something where you might just want to rewind this or write things down as I'm throwing them out here, but I'm just going to throw out some tickers that I hear people talking about. So the first one is, the ticker is ELSA. So that's T-H-E, the dot, ticker, dot, I-S, dot, ELSA, right? ELSA was Hal Finney's dog, okay? He received the first Bitcoin sent from Satoshi Nakamoto. So the ticker is ELSA. That is one. Casey Rodimore, that is another ticker. Anarchio Catbus, Satoshi Nakamoto, Casey's mom has got it going on. Ape Season Coin, Lightning Charge, Game World Coin, Code Monkey Unit, Banana Republic Credit, Degens with Hat, Bitcoin Drug Money, Artificial Intelligence, Elf on the Shelf, Bitcoin World Order, Pay Me in Bitcoin, Short the World, AIOU Money, Running Bitcoin, Pepe and Bingus, Shibatoshi Nakamoto. The ticker is ELSA. I wrote that twice. My apologies. Meme Economics and Arnokio Catbus. I may have done the Catbus. I did the Catbus twice as well. And the last but not least ticker that I want to mention is ZZZZ, Fihu ZZZZ. So while that sounds crazy, I'm just going to go quickly back to the current runes. So you can see here is ZZZZ, Fihu ZZZZ. So where does this pull up? So currently, HODL Diamond Dick. So there are 7,000 pending transactions. ZZZ, 3,300 pending transactions. So these are almost minted out. So basically, you could still mint this original token. Once these are minted out, they will become resale opportunities. And the people that have the original tokens, hopefully the price goes up. This is such a new endeavor, we don't know, but people saw the Bitcoin ordinals come out. And the idea was they saw something new come out that didn't make sense. And people that kind of just jumped in and got their feet wet did very well. The people who stood on the sidelines to watch to see if it was going to come and be a thing, they missed out. So what's interesting is I feel like a lot of people are jumping in on the runes protocol with a bit less care, meaning they feel like they missed out on ordinals and they don't want to miss out on runes. Whether that is a good approach or not, only time will tell, but that is what people are doing. And now let's get into some news, because there is some stuff going on that I wanted to share with you guys. On this day, right, this is kind of interesting and historic. This was back in 1965, and I kind of follow this on this day in history stuff a bit, just because sometimes there's some tech history that is very interesting. So back in 1965, a gentleman by the name of Gordon Moore penned something to the Fairchild Semiconductor magazine, and later, this basically became known as Moore's Law. And Moore's Law has stood the test of time for about the last 50 years. And Moore's Law predicts that transistor density on integrated circuits would double every 18 months for at least the next decade. So this actually happened for about the next 40 years. So we're at about the 50-year mark since this came out. And what's interesting is, do we think technology is going to change the landscape moving forward? Now, I mentioned this moving forward, talking about the Bitcoin halving, and it's historically been every 4 years, but do we get into this scenario where compute power is so amazing and it takes a lot of us by surprise. Now, keep in mind, we've got so much artificial intelligence that is starting to play into the game as well. So all of these things just make me think Moore's Law will be challenged sooner than later. I think the next halving may happen sooner than later. And all of these are for compute power that has not been invented or put to the test or released to the public yet. But when I was doing some research, there is some interesting stuff that I've found along the way. So there's something called carbon nanotubes for computers. There's also quantum computing coming. So all of these things are very interesting. They're all different ideas about novel chip ideas and a way for us to store information on the smallest molecules possible. So this is a quest that will not stop. And again, what's really interesting, and I had this discussion with somebody, is we talk about heat signature. And this argument erupted, and this person said that at no point will we get to a point where there is not a heat signature for the computer parts. And then I brought up LED lighting. And if 10, 15 years ago, you told somebody that there were going to be high lumen LED lights with zero heat signature, people would have told you you were crazy. Absolutely crazy. But lasers and LEDs have given us just that. So why is it that far-fetched to think we could have compute power without the heat signature? Imagine a computer without a heat sink. Imagine a computer that didn't warm things up, right? This is whether this can happen or not, these are just some of the things that I think people will continue to try and challenge in the future. So I think it's interesting. Now we're going to switch gears to the wild world of crypto, where every move seems like a high stakes chess match. We have CryptoPunks, the OGs of the space. They have just dropped a mammoth 800 page hardback book. It is titled Free to Claim. I do not know if it has been released yet, but I was just doing some research on it, and it is going to be a history of the CryptoPunks, and I think it is very interesting. It sounds like an awesome coffee table book. I think it is going to be about $100 when it is released, and once again, it is a beautiful hardbound book. And in a different corner of the ring, we have Mike Tyson. As everybody knows, Mike Tyson is getting ready to fight an influencer, right? Whether this is a good thing for Jake Paul or a good thing for Mike Tyson, it remains to be seen. Is it an old lion fighting a new lion? Is it an old lion that is just so skilled in his domain that Jake Paul just does not stand a chance? I can't wait for the fight. It is going to be interesting. But we also have Mike Tyson, and he has decided to team up with a project called Ready to Fight. RTF, they aim to revolutionize the boxing world using blockchain technology. It's a knockout combo that is sure to draw boxing fans in. And if you remember on my podcast and Substack, I think a few days ago, we also have the UFC. They are doing some stuff where they are going to authenticate UFC gloves so we know that which fighter wore the gloves, and that way they can become collector's item. What I want to see is I want to see the electronics in the boxing gloves, in the UFC gloves, so we can watch punch power and watch hit percentage with just a new level of clarity that we've never had. So are electronics coming in boxing gloves anytime soon? It could even be done in the wrist, right? And still garner all of the same information that you would get from it being on the hitting surface. So interesting to see. I love seeing companies pushing the blockchain initiative in the space. Speaking of blockchain, we have Casey Rademacher's. The runes went live just yesterday. Like, keep this in mind. These are new protocol. These are new brainchild ideas that are just dropping onto the Bitcoin marketplace yesterday. Is runes going to last? It's going to be super interesting. And I didn't even pull up Uniswap, which is Unisat, which is another place that you can buy and purchase runes. So I actually did because I showed you the blocks. But it is interesting to see all of this stuff coming out. Casey says, it is like a digital gold rush out there with developers and investors scrambling to mint tokens on this new platform. The competition's fierce with everyone gunning for that elusive epic Satoshi. So some of you know what? It's funny. Basically, we've seen this many times, these new rune protocols, because it starts with 13 letters and it goes up to, I believe, 26. And you can you know, obviously 13 letters is better than 26 letters. So the 13 letter names are going to be more sought after. It is very similar to when the ENS came out or when domain names came out for websites. People are kind of parking these things, betting on names and parking them. And I haven't heard anybody mention this, but this is really interesting. I was listening to Casey talk about the Runes Protocol. And what's interesting is the lowest number that you can have at the moment is 13 characters. In 4 years or 3.5 years, as I'm saying it, for the next halving, they're going to release the next layer of the Runes Protocol. And it won't be 27 letters. They're going to release 12 letters. And then the next 4 years, 11 letters. So it will continue to get, the names will continue to get shorter and shorter. And the idea was that they wanted to create a valuable system before they started introducing the most valuable aspects of the system. So just to make sure the system gets traction, if it does and holds for the next 4 years, by the time these 12-letter names come out, 10-letter, 4-letter, 2-letter, 1-digit runes, when those come out, those are going to be so sought after, and it will be 20-some-odd years before we get to that point. But it is coming, and it's interesting to watch it go from the inside out as opposed to the outside in. So very interesting. Now, the Uni token, we talked about this in the Substack and the podcast. Uni has received a Wells notice from the SEC, and it caused the token to just, as you can imagine, just go to shit. It didn't go all the way to shit, but people panic sold. And anytime the SEC wants to get up in your Kool-Aid, people want to back up from that. They just feel like there's friction coming. I can put my money in places elsewhere. But Uniswap, they feel like they are able to deal with the SEC and Gary Gensler. Uniswap is a company based out of New York, which has very strict policies around crypto and exchanges. And Uniswap feels like they have been up and up with every single step that they've taken. So do we see a rebound for the Uni token? It has kind of started this bullish pattern over the weekend. I want you guys to keep it on your hit list of things. We also have in the halls of the SEC, there is a commissioner named Caroline A. Crenshaw, and she might be packing her bags very soon, which we like because she is no fan of the Bitcoin. Her leaving could signal this shift in mindset in the SEC, which is something that I think would be absolutely wonderful, much needed. And will this election bring a new group to the crypto front? Again, I've told you guys this on the podcast before. Please vote with your crypto ledger instead of your Bible, your morals, your partisan politics, whatever it is. Let's get some crypto people in office because they're super smart and they have figured out better ways to do things, right? So if they can do it with money, let's have them work on all the things. The secret sauce for today is letting the cat out of the bag is way easier than getting it back in. Remember, the rabbit hole runs deep. Still craving crypto clarity? Subscribe to my Substack today. If you're watching on YouTube, please, please, please push the like button. Yeah, give us a like, give us a share, tell your friends. Crazy shit. Warning, rare bits may cause hodling.